If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right. Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. Kristen, Mark, Brian joining me this morning, of course, as always. Guys, it's Valentine's Day, a day we celebrate love, of course. However, overshadowing our day today, sad news out of East Lansing overnight. A lone gunman went on a multi-building rampage. Now, as we all know, those of us listening, those of us here on the show, we know this lone gunman went on a multi-building rampage, leaving 3 dead, 5 injured on the campus of the great Michigan State University last night. Really overshadows what's supposed to be a fun day, a fun Valentine's Day, guys. This casts a pall over our day, to say the very least. Good morning. I know both of you guys went to Michigan State University. Makes it particularly poignant, although how can it be any more so? Makes it particularly personal. You've obviously had time on the campus. Actually, Mark, it was your son that attended Michigan State, right?
Yeah, and he just graduated last May. So he still has a lot of friends there. And then I have a niece that's there. And she attended, ironically, Oxford High School last year.
Oh, God.
So she just transferred over there in January of this year. And so she's reliving this nightmare all over again. So it's pretty sad.
And Kristen, you were there. You went to Michigan
State. I'm an alumna of Michigan State University. It's tragic. It really is tragic. I will, though, say I compliment the Michigan State Police and all the police force from around the area that went into action so incredibly fast. If you know Michigan State University's campus, it is huge. I mean, trying to find one person in a university of 50,000 students on a campus that large, especially when the reports were coming in, there's shots here, there's shots there. I mean, these are miles apart.
The misinformation, that's right.
The fact that they were able to hone in so quickly is very impressive. So hats off to all of the law enforcement that came together for this.
Yeah, and the training that kept the direction they provided to keep those students who were safe from harm, I think we'll later learn that was executed really well. In addition, as you said, and so appropriately so, have to recognize the first responders, law enforcement, et cetera. I mean, just an incredible job to protect others while, unfortunately, again, 5 injured, 3 losing their lives. Of course, the gunman ultimately taking his own life. This gunman, apparently, so says Deputy Michigan State Police Chief Chris Rosman, was not affiliated in any way with Michigan State University. They have no idea why he came to campus to do that last night. 5 remaining victims are in critical condition. Ah, tragic, tragic, tragic story. You know, one that makes this Valentine's Day, you know, instead of celebrating our day, celebrating each other, celebrating our love for one another, enjoying the day, we send our kids off to school, we go to work today, really asking ourselves, why, how? Taking a look at ourselves as a human species, what is going on? What is it that leads a person to a person that has access to a deadly weapon to not only be suffering the way this person apparently was to be able to do such a thing, but to take it out on innocent others who had no apparent affiliation will be yet to be seen. We'll find out after the investigation begins. But what is it that has led us to welcome in our Valentine's Day with this story, with this news, all shaking our heads? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
It is perplexing. We should let listeners know that Michigan State campus, starting at 9 a.m., they're offering counseling and psychiatric services at the Hannah Community Center, which is located on Abbott Road in East Lansing. So we'll announce it again later in the show. But I think that's important to get that out there also.
Really important. I'm glad you mentioned that. Kristen, thank you for bringing our attention to that. Listen, we are going to get to some talk about Valentine's Day today and try to make this day the best we can under the circumstances. Thanks for joining us on this bittersweet Valentine's Day 2023. Headed to a break. We'll be back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.